tuned into Quick Charge, the high voltage podcast bringing you the top stories in electric vehicles and sustainable energy daily. And it's all powered by Electrek. Welcome to Quick Charge. It's December 23rd, 2024, and I'm your host, Joe Boris. It's the holiday season, and for a lot of people, that means road trips and travel and wait times. But Tesla's deploying a fleet of Megapack chargers to help with holiday travels to keep time to a minimum. Tesla's deployed a small fleet of Megapack chargers, a Megapack powering several supercharger stalls on a trailer to help with holiday travel. Max DeZegger, Tesla's head of charging, commented on the use of these units, quote, Megapack chargers have 3 megawatt hours of capacity, capable of charging 75 cars, 8 times 250 kilowatt posts, and are Starlink connected. They're a powerful tool for temporary congestion bottlenecks and disruptions like hurricanes. They're recharged within hours by taking a nearby supercharger cabinet offline at night when usage is low. They're costly and high bandwidth to deploy, but make all the difference for getting customers home for the holidays. Tesla can have capacity issues at supercharger stations in high traffic areas during the holidays, so it's important to plan your travel accordingly as you may have to wait a bit at some supercharger stations. That said, the automaker's navigation system is getting better at routing you to available stations. And it's worth noting also that Tesla is taking ownership of the customer experience of owning and driving their vehicles. That is the best thing that a company can do, and it's something that Ford, Chevy, GM, Hyundai, all of them have effectively left up to you. It's on you to find chargers on Electrify America to provide them or whoever else. Tesla is doing the opposite. They're making sure that every aspect of the ownership experience works and works to the best of its ability. So kudos to them. And I think this is a great move that's going to win a ton of hearts and minds. And if you happen to be driving one of those Hyundais or Kias I just mentioned, you will soon be able to score a free NACS adapter for Tesla superchargers. Hyundai will offer free adapters to owners of model year 2024 and earlier IONIQ 5, IONIQ 6, Kona Electric, and IONIQ hatchback models. The upgraded 2025 IONIQ 5, IONIQ 6, and Kona Electric models are also eligible for the promotion. Quote, to accelerate EV adoption, we started by listening to our current owners. That's according to Hyundai Motor North America Senior Vice President of Mobile Strategy, Ola B.C. Boyle, who said that earlier today. Boyle added that Hyundai's goal was to make the transition to electric seamless. The company said that its luxury Genesis brand will also be included in the program on Monday. More details, instructions, and terms will be announced shortly. Deliveries of the new NACS adapters will start in Q1 of next year. But if you're less interested in a Hyundai or just not sure which EV is right for you and you are waiting till next year, you may want to give that Subaru Solterra a second look. The electric SUV is getting much cheaper for 2025. It's already one of the most discounted SUVs out there, one of the most discounted EVs out there as well. And now it's going to be $7,000 less than the previous 2024 model. That's pretty self-explanatory there. But that's not the only news for the Subaru Toyota twins. The Subaru Solterra, of course, shares a lot with the Toyota BZ4X, but the BZ4X may finally be getting a new name. After a rocky debut, the BZ4X was reportedly due for a rebrand, with a new name coming as soon as 2026. After launching the car in 2022, Toyota's first electric SUV had a bumpy market debut. In June 2022, all BZ4X and Subaru Solterra models were recalled over concerns that the wheels could fall off. Since then, the Toyota has struggled to gain traction, and through the first 9 months of 2024, Toyota sold 13,577 BZ4X models in the U.S. Although that's double the roughly 6,500 sold through Q3 of last year, it's still less than 1% of its 1.7 million total vehicles sold through September. As Toyota looks to turn things around, the BZ4X is due for a complete rebrand. Speaking at a recent auto press event in Quebec, a regional director for Toyota Canada said the company is preparing to change the name. And according to Motor Illustrated's Patrick Ryan, Toyota's regional director for Quebec and Atlantic Canada, the name change will occur over the course of the next year. Now, finally, you know, we like to close these shows out talking about the grid, talking about sustainability, talking about the environment. Today, we've got two such stories for you, starting with U.S. renewables. Total install capacity to exceed natural gas within 3 years. Renewable energy is now more than 30% of the total U.S. utility scale electrical generating capacity and on track to reach 37% by the end of 2027. That's according to data in two new end-of-the-year reports just released by the Federal Energy Regulation Commission and the U.S. Energy Information Administration and reviewed by the Sunday Campaign. Solar was 92% of new capacity in October and 79% during the first 10 months of 2024. Solar accounted for 79.3% of all utility-scale generation placed into service in the first 10 months of 2024. In October alone, solar comprised 91.8% of all new capacity added. New wind capacity year-to-date accounted for most of the balance, 10.4% through October. Solar capacity additions through the end of October were 80% higher than during the same period in 2023. Meanwhile, new natural gas capacity was less than one-sixth of that added last year. Solar has now been the largest source of new generating capacity for 14 months straight, from September 23 to October 24. For a majority of those months, wind took second place. Solar and wind are now generating 21% of U.S. capacity. However, roughly one-third of U.S. solar capacity is in the form of small-scale, e.g. rooftop systems, and is not reflected in FERC's data. Including that additional solar capacity would bring the share provided by solar and wind closer to a quarter of the U.S. total. Now, that's kind of the macro look at American renewables, but if you kind of get it a little more micro down to Texas, one of Texas' dirtiest coal plants will swap to solar with help from a new U.S. government grant. Coal plant in South Texas will shut down and convert to solar battery electricity generation facility with the help of a $1.4 billion grant for the U.S. Department of Agriculture meant to help clean energy while saving rural jobs. The grant will go to San Miguel Electric Co-op, headquartered in Atascosa County, Texas, south of San Antonio and serving 340,000 customers in 47 South Texas counties. SMECI has operated a mine mouth ignited fire coal plant, named due to its proximity to the mine that supplies it, since 1982. The plant is in the town of Christine, Texas, population 337. But that coal fire plant is one of the dirtiest in Texas and the fourth largest mercury polluter in the state, producing 12 times as much mercury as is allowed by the new EPA ruling. It also has two coal ash ponds on site, which leach into local water table and create some of the most contaminated groundwater in the country. Here is a passage from a 2022 Earth Justice report that analyzed contamination from coal plants. Quote, numerous constituents were found in concentrations exceeding relevant thresholds from the outset of monitoring in 2018 in wells both up and down gradient from CCR units. These constituents include arsenic, beryllium, boron, cadmium, cobalt, lithium, selenium, and radium. All of those many, many times higher than what is allowed and what is considered safe. So that is good news for the people of Texas. We love to see it. So early Christmas present there. And happy holidays to you guys as well. If you're hitting the road, let us know if you happen to catch one of those Tesla Megapack chargers. And be sure to like and subscribe so you don't miss any more of this in 2025.